Our morning conversation this morning is with SIU President Randy Dunn. Dr. Dunn, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
A couple of things to get to as we say.
Don't we always?
See, yeah, seems like every time you come in, we have that to say. I wanted to spend just a few minutes on the budget, the state budget that Governor Rauner proposed earlier. Actually, it was last month. We heard from you last week in your initial reaction to the budget, but 31.5% reduction in state funding. That's a big cut for SIU.
It's huge, it's draconian, and it's something that, if it ultimately stands, will hollow out the campuses and operations of SIU. For the Carbondale campus alone, that's about $32 million. When you add in the School of Medicine share on top of that, it's another 12. And this is not something that we can sustain or otherwise make work. So obviously what we're going to be doing through the spring is undertaking our work politically to advocate what we do at SIU, advance our cause, tell the story of what we mean, not just in terms of supporting students and getting them through degrees, but also the impact on the region as a whole from this economic engine that is SIU.
And you've been saying this for a while. This is the start of the process.
Yes.
This has to go through the legislature. And we've already heard from the leadership, both House Speaker Mike Madigan and Senate President John Cullerton and some other lower ranking members that are saying, now, wait a minute.
That's right. In fact, I've used no telling how many analogies. The first round of a very long bout, the first act of a long drama, whatever you wish to say. But we have many miles to go on this until we see ultimately what the state budget for FY16 is. And there's an old line that gets used at times like this: the governor proposes, the General Assembly disposes. And in the discussions I've been having with our elected officials, shall we say the SIU caucus, Those in the General Assembly who know us well, support what we're trying to do, I think there will be much opportunity to, again, tell the story of what we create, not just for our students, but for this part of the state and beyond, and have the chance then to mitigate these cuts and come out at the end of it, again, maybe not without some reduction. We understand that we have to, you know, play our role in higher education to help share the pain with the rest of state government. And one of the things I do agree with Governor Rauner on is it is time in Illinois to address the severe financial problems we have. But it does seem that higher education is taking an inordinate amount of that load, along with cities, along with healthcare providers, and trying to do it all in one year. So while we're obviously going to do our share, we do need to figure out various ways to advance the cause to be able to moderate what is out there now in terms of the governor's proposal.
Shortly after the budget came out, Western Illinois University announced that it will be cutting, I believe it's nearly two dozen programs.
Right.
And several more are now on a watch list that could be merged into something else or could be eliminated as well. Now, some of those programs have no students in them. But that's a really dramatic number. I think a lot of people wonder if that type of cut is coming to Southern Illinois University.
Well, you may recall in our previous discussions, Jennifer, that the approach we're taking generally here is to try to initially protect that inner core of academic programs, critical student services, and work first to find savings on the outer rings of the work we do. A lot of this would be service and support to our region, adjunct activities and events that we support at the university. But I do believe that for SIU, we will have to go through a process of program review and prioritization. But my feeling about that is this: that's something that needs to be done very carefully, not on the fly, not something that you kind of take on in a rush to deal with a budget proposal that gets made and will be acted upon over the course of 4 or 5 months. This has to be very comprehensively handled, methodically dealt with. But I do think what we're seeing, because again, Governor Rauner will be proposing future budgets, and it's going to take a number of years for Illinois' problems to get addressed. I do think it's time, and we've actually had discussions about getting underway a similar process to what Western and some other schools have done. Now, I will say this: and this is not to slight Western's approach or anything else, but to undertake this work and to have impact, you do have to be willing to look at doing something that's other than window dressing. So if you go into programs and they haven't had enrollment for 2 or 3 years, you're probably not going to get much savings out of it. You can drop minors or concentrations that don't really have an impact on staffing. So the couple of things I would say about that program review, reprioritization, whatever, you know, we might end up calling it when we look at that, you know, fairly soon, is the fact that we want to take time to do it carefully, to have some impact, and to ensure that we're not just doing something for kind of purposes of the theatric, but we really take a careful review of the programs and make some tough decisions. But I do think that's on the docket for us, probably as we look at getting into the next year.
Certainly the budget and these cuts and proposals, not the only issues that SIU is dealing with right now. We encourage you to head to our website later today, wsiunews.org, for our exclusive with Dr. Dunn, the extended interview that will be available later this morning, again, at wsiu.org. Dr. Dunn, thanks for coming in. We'll see you again in just a few weeks, I'm sure.
Thanks once again.